Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, he's old enough to know better. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been married for over 20 years and thought everything was going well in my marriage. My husband and I are in our late 50s and our children are finally grown, so we have more time to focus on each other. We are getting along well and our sex life is the best it has been in years. The other day, I checked my husband's email to follow up on jobs he is applying for. He knows I have access to his email. A couple of weeks ago, he went to get a complete physical and I noticed an email from his doctor with lab results. I reviewed the results and saw that he had ordered tests for chlamydia and gonorrhea. I had to reread this a couple of times because I was shocked and stunned. These tests cost extra, so I know it's not a routine annual test that he gets. He had two different affairs on me 20 years ago, and we worked through them. Now I can't help but think he's cheating again. How can he subject me to life-threatening diseases and not wear a condom? He's old enough to know better. I thought long and hard about a time when he was missing in action or not answering his phone, and I realized that about 2 months ago, on a Saturday evening, he came up missing for about 4 hours, and he said he had very bad reception at the golf course. I remember asking him over and over about his whereabouts, and he got very upset because I was questioning him. Thank God the results were negative, but I need to address this situation. He is a good liar, so I have to have my information together when I confront him. I want to know who he's cheating with because she's got to be a nasty woman if he needed to get tested for diseases. What should I do? Please help. Well, first of all, you do have your facts and everything in order. You got the lab results. It's in an email. You have his email. Like you said, you know he knows you have his email address. What more do you need? I mean, I agree wholeheartedly with you. Thank God the tests were negative. But yeah, he's out here loose with it, not protecting himself, and more importantly, not protecting you. And you have to say something. I mean, you can't be afraid. You can't be timid. You got to address this. You got to confront it head on. Yeah, he's a good liar. He's been lying for quite some time. He cheated on you 20 years ago. Obviously, the cheating hasn't stopped. Again, you have your information together. He ordered tests for chlamydia and gonorrhea. Why would someone order tests for chlamydia and gonorrhea unless they thought they had chlamydia or gonorrhea? Is that something people do just out the blue? Oh, while I'm here, why don't you check me for chlamydia and gonorrhea? Do people do that? Am I wrong? If you don't think that you have it, why ask for a test? So, yeah, he could very well be cheating again. You have the proof. Go ahead and confront him. You don't need to know who he's cheating with. I mean, you know, that could be an extra bonus if he tells you, but you said he's a good liar. And the only reason you would want to know is if it was someone like your best friend or something like that. So go ahead and ask him and find out what's going on. So let's see where these lies are going to go. But you have the proof already, so don't even wait around thinking you need, because you have it in the email. Junior?
I know something happened to make him go get them test results. I don't know. A cough came up out of nowhere. I don't know. Just something happened.
Well, you go get a test for the flu or something if you have a cough.
I don't know. He thought about them affairs. I don't know what. A cough came up out of nowhere.
He thought about a test for chlamydia and gonorrhea.
He thought about them affairs 20 years ago. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I don't know. A toe was in his sock. I don't know. Something happened to this man to make him go get these tests. And it could be, he could be back cheating. But all I know is that cough scared him because he know 20 years ago what he had done. He know what he been doing. I don't know if he bit a chip and lost a tooth, but something happened. That cough came. You start getting that, you going to get some tests done because he know he had messed up. Mm-hmm. Now, is he probably cheating on you? I think he is. Mm-hmm. I really do think he is. I seriously do think he is. All jokes aside, he is doing something. But if you want to get really down to the bottom of it, do like most women do. Hire a private investigator.
Oh.
Just go and do that. Mm. You ain't even got to leave the house. Them PIs going to be sitting right next to him at the bar. They go to the club. Mm-hmm. They know where his car going to be parked at. And you get the whole report. Now, if you don't have that money to hire a PI, mm-hmm. call Cheetahs. They ain't doing nothing right now. That show will show you. I'm telling you. And they will catch him in the act. So don't even worry about it. You have all the evidence you need. You know exactly what it is he's doing. But something happened. I know that.
Yeah.
I know something happened. Mm-hmm. I don't Definitely know what it right. is.
All right, Mr. Happened. Jay. What you got
well,
for us?
What she needs to do is no matter when he get out the car, he got to put a condom on. As soon as he come in the house, he got to have a he's got to have a condom on when he come in the house. He got to have a condom on to sit at the table. He got to have a condom on to talk to you. He got to have a condom on to get in the bed.
What?
He needs to wear a condom 24/7 when he's in that house, okay? Because you don't know what he got. You don't know where he
oh,
got it from.
Okay.
But he needs to put, because he nasty. Mm-hmm. He just straight nasty,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
So you need to spread them all around the house. They should be all in the bathroom, all downstairs. When he go in the refrigerator, it should be in there. Just keep cold, keep some cold ones in there. Everywhere he look, he needs to put a condom on because he's doing something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you need to protect yourself before things start falling off of you, okay? All right.
Yeah. That's a good All point. Right. She needs to go to the doctor, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. He put her in danger. That's not cool at
that
all.
That ain't cool at all.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, she took him back the first time. If yeah. you find out he's doing it again, please, don't let him get away
don't,
with
don't,
it this
don't
time.
Don't get something no. for yourself.
No.
Right, right.
No. No, he needs to have some consequences. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he's old enough to know better. A woman wrote in this time. She says she's been married for over 30 years. She thought everything was going well in her marriage. She and her husband are in their late 50s. Their children are finally grown and out of the house. Now they have time to spend and focus on each other. She said that they're getting along well. Their sex life is the best it's been in years. But the other day, she checked her husband's email to follow up on some jobs he's applying for. And she wasn't being sneaky and nothing like that. He knows that she has his email and all of that. But she said he went to the doctor a couple of weeks ago and some lab results came back that the doctor emailed to him. She checked his email and there were tests on there for chlamydia and gonorrhea. Now, she was shocked. She was stunned. She said the test costs extra and all that. And yes, he did cheat on her 20 years ago, but they worked through that. Now, she can't help but think he's cheating again because he ordered these tests for chlamydia and gonorrhea. She said he was out and unavailable a couple months ago. And so she's wondering, is that when it went down? When she questioned him about it, then he got mad, very, very upset. She says, thank God the results were negative, but she definitely needs to address the situation. She says he's a good liar, so she needs her facts to be together. What do you say, nephew?
I don't do nasty, and you shouldn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you know nasty when you see it. When you see him scratching, hey, that's a sign. You need to catch these signs. If he in the bathroom peeing and hollering at the same time, he's got an issue going on. Oh, let me tell you something. This is what you need to do, baby girl. Burn them sheets. Don't drink out the hill. Keep that toilet seat clean. The man is nasty. You actually have the right now. You should actually start cheating on him. Cause
huh?
you need to, yeah, because see, you need somebody clean. You don't want to be fooling with him no more. He dirty. You don't see how dirty he is? He dirty. You can't clean this up. Matter of fact, when you come to bed with all your clothes on. Don't go to bed with this man no more. What? What? Don't
so she do should it with... cheat because, let me get this straight, because yeah. he's cheating?
Yes.
Two wrongs.
And he
That's
dirty.
That's how he got in this position.
Yeah.
He dirty, though. Find you a clean person to do it with. You can't yeah. do it with him no more. He dirty.
The tests are negative.
Back. They came back
the
negative.
Tests came back negative.
We Tommy. Ain't got time to keep waiting on tests to keep coming back.
But he's all the way wrong, though. I agree with you on that.
Let's dip him
dirty.
In Clorox.
Yeah.
We got to get clean around here. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't tell me. Y'all two beautiful ladies, y'all can't tell me. Y'all pull up an email and see something on your husband, and now you comfortable Ooh. Laying back down with your hub. Could you? Are you serious?
No, sir. No. No, sir. Please don't even put that in your mind.
Right.
No.
We all right because the test results is negative. Come on. What?
Mm-hmm. No, it's the fact that he's out there doing it. That's it.
I understand. He
unprotected.
He's doing it and he's not doing it right.
Yeah. No.
You know, it's a right way to do wrong. You understand what I'm saying? Huh?
No, it's a right way to do wrong.
It's a right way to do wrong, and he's doing wrong the wrong way.
Oh,
he's not doing wrong the right way. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I think this is a good time to remind you that you're married, okay? I don't want you to get in any trouble because this answer, what you're saying right now.
Straight crazy.
All I'm just saying is
he's
doing the wrong, he's doing wrongly.
He's doing wrong wrongly. Well, he's right about that.
Yeah, the first problem he had was he gave her that password to that email. Why? Mm-hmm.
There you go. If you're doing wrong,
why are you sharing an email? That's wrong.
The first thing he did wrong is cheat on her 20 years ago and she took him back.
The email.
We just know about the email.
And why do we have
the cheating?
Yes.
We're not talking about the cheating.
That was 20 years ago.
No, we are talking about the cheating.
Shirley and Carla, we ain't got to that yet.
We're talking about why does the nurse have your email? That don't make no damn sense.
Yeah,
wrongly.
You see that? If you're going to do wrong right.
Do it right.
Okay. Shirley, say what you said he did wrong in the very first thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I love to repeat that. He cheated 20 years ago.
That's not what we were talking about.
You know what was
that's
wrong?
I'm going to tell you what was wrong.
They worked through the cheating.
Okay,
and she's still there. She took him back.
But had he done that right, we wouldn't have had nothing to work through.
See, the first time he did wrong, he did it all wrong. He had a second time to do wrong
right.
Yeah. And then he didn't do it right.
Oh.
How don't y'all understand?
And that was 20 years ago. And why do we have to keep bringing it up?
I tell you what you guys are doing right.
What?
Stupid.
Stupidity.
Don't nobody want to keep being reminded of something they did 20 years ago. I've changed.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Evidently.
Can't people change?
If you don't do wrong right. Like say.
Well, he didn't. Right. He didn't.
I don't know if Carla going to let me say this. Like, see, I wear a condom to bed in case I meet somebody in my dream. You see what I'm saying? That's doing wrong right.
All right, we got to go on that. We got to go, okay? Please confront him. And if you find out that he's been cheating and he's out there dirty like that and he could put you in harm's way, please let him go, okay? Please.
Help him, email us
or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, too. Coming up at 46 after the hour, trending entertainment news. Mike Tyson says he smokes about $40,000 worth of weed per month.
Come on,
what?
Mike.
Come on, Mike.
Okay, we'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.